The president of the state's teachers union says members aren't yet ready to rescind a vote of no confidence in State Education Commissioner John King, despite improved relations over the last several months. We get more from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
New York State United Teachers President Karen McGee was elected in April amid deep dissatisfaction over education policy in New York. McGee ousted a three-term incumbent, and teachers held a symbolic vote of no confidence in Education Commissioner John King over what critics call a botched rollout of the new Common Core learning standards. McGee says the union and the commissioner are getting along better now, and she says he realizes that problems need to be fixed. But McGee says teachers are not ready yet to change the judgment they made in the spring.
We're continuing the dialogue with him. I can't say that if I went out to the members today that the members would say, oh, let's take away our vote of no confidence. We're not at that place.
Teachers convinced Governor Cuomo and the legislature in the recently concluded legislative session to impose a moratorium on the effects of the new standardized tests associated with the Common Core on teacher evaluations. Cuomo, who initially backed the fast-track implementation of Common Core, withdrew his support as criticism mounted from parents, students, and teachers at meetings all across the state. Parents and students were angered over stress caused by the tests and test prep. Teachers complained that the state education department had been slow in providing needed guidance to teach the new standards. Cuomo, at the time, explained why he agreed to put on the brakes.
I believe long-term in Common Core. And I believe the move to Common Core is exactly right. Board of Regents, the state legislature accepted the premise that we were somewhat rushed in the transition to Common Core and therefore had to make adjustments for students. These are the corresponding adjustments for teachers.
Education Commissioner King at the time called the delay a short-term safety net. McGee says teachers will be working in the next 2 years to make sure adopting the Common Core becomes more than just prepping students for standardized tests.
What we look at as evaluation is significantly flawed right now in the state of New York because of the over-reliance on the standardized testing. And the standardized testing takes tons of time out of the classroom and the teaching component of it, from the preparation of to the administration to the actual correction of tests. Because while teachers are not allowed to score their own tests, they're still needed and pulled out of the classrooms to score all of these standardized tests. When you think of the amount of time that's taken out of instruction, direct instruction for students, coupled with the stress and anxiety produced, the students are at risk, and we're not certain the data gleaned from that is valuable in any way, shape, or form.
McGee says she agrees that students and teachers need to be evaluated, but she says every child is different and portfolios of a student's work over time should be just as important. She says other topics like art and music need to be included.
If you look at what promotes higher order thinking skills, it is the arts.
Republican candidate for governor Rob Astorino created an anti-Common Core ballot line for the November elections called Stop Common Core. McGee says the teachers union isn't supporting it. She says it's aimed at drawing what she calls the soundbite crowd, though she concedes some individual teachers might be open to the idea. McGee says there's a difference between the laudable goals of Common Core to improve learning and its so far flawed implementation. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.